Okay, good afternoon, everyone. It's actually a great pleasure for me to be here because I just figured out that I'm the only speaker in this section who is from the university. So I'm a postdoc with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I'm moving to a faculty position in the University of Idaho. And the research I'm going to present this afternoon is under a huge national effort that is substantially collaborated between the universities and the industry to solve a real-world problem for potato, and that is acrylamide. So maybe you have heard about acrylamide. Acrylamide is a hot topic nowadays for potato. It's a small molecule, and it's present in carbohydrate-rich processed foods, including potato products like french fries and chips and bread and so forth. So the pictures on the right show that people prefer to eat the golden yellow color french fries or the light brown color toast, but they do not like the brown color french fries or the dark brown color toast. Not only because the overfried products on the right is not visually charming, but also what's more important is because they are higher level of acrylamide in those products. Previous research have indicated that in large doses, acrylamide is a potential human carcinogen, and high intake of acrylamide during pregnancy may potentially interfere with the prenatal development. Last year in November, the FDA released a draft guidance for the industry to reduce acrylamide in certain foods, of course including potatoes. And there is a statement in the guidance that said development and commercialization of new potato varieties is a lengthy process but may ultimately provide the most effective solution for acrylamide reduction. So there is an urgent need for the potato industry to develop some new potato varieties with low acrylamide. The U.S. potato industry has $3.5 billion in raw product value, and the annual consumption of french fries and chips accounts for more than 50% of the total potato consumption in the country. And currently, like I said before, acrylamide is the number one issue facing the industry's long-term profitability. And so there is an urgent need to have some new varieties with lower acrylamide, but at the same time have maintain or exceed the current processing and agronomic quality. So how acrylamide formed? We all know that a potato tuber is majorly composed of starch. And under the physiological mechanism, starch can be degraded into sucrose, and sucrose can then be hydrolyzed into glucose, which is the reducing sugar. When the potato is processed or fried at high temperature, glucose can react with free amino acid called asparagine. And one of the compound after this reaction is acrylamide. So this reaction is called the Maillard reaction, but what I want to point out here is that acrylamide does not have color itself. The dark color we see from the previous photos are actually from the other compounds after the reaction. So from the formation mechanism, we hypothesize that the key to resolving this acrylamide issue is to either lower the glucose or the asparagine concentrations in potato tubers. So to achieve this goal, there is an SCRI acrylamide project initiated from the year of 2011, and it will be finished in the year of 2016. This project is funded by the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture Specialty Crop Research Initiative, and that's SCRI. The total amount of the funding is $7.8 million. There are a lot of people from diverse sectors of both academia and industry involved in this project. More than 20 researchers and scientists from 10 universities and 5 USDA labs and units. Some key french fry processors like J.R. Simplot, McCain Foods, ConAgra, and users like McDonald's, some representatives from the potato grower associations at Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and Wisconsin. And these four states covered a major potato production area in the country, and some people from a consulting company. These people, some of the people from these groups serve on the steering committee of the project. So there are five major goals of the acrylamide project. The very first one and most important one is to select and develop some new potato clones with low acrylamide level, and at the same time, outstanding quality. The second goal is to hit some quantitative targets by lowering the glucose and asparagine level in the next generation varieties. Third one is to enhance the efficiency of potato breeding by developing some new molecular markers. And next is to conduct some economic assessment by evaluating the benefits and risks for the growers to grow those new potato clones, for the processors to fry the new clones, and for the consumers to eat those new clones. And the last one is outreach plan by doing some extension activities to reach out with the industry to make sure that everyone in this project is on the same page. So those photos showed some ongoing activities within the group. This is a steering committee meeting during the National Potato Council's Potato Expo. Here shows the researchers from the university meet with the processors and end users annually to have to select the clones. Here shows after the harvest in the fall, people get together to visualize and evaluate the clone. We call it a fall expo. And here is the university extension professor doing some extension talks with the industry. So from these photos, you can easily tell that one of the important ongoing activities is the public and private collaboration. The USDA CRI requires a non-federal match, including in-kind match and cash match. And so the $7.8 million is actually has half of the amount from the industry as a match funding. And so this collaboration offers the very first time for the potato science community to solve a real-world issue with a substantial great amount of inputs from the industry. So the inputs, I mentioned the inputs from industry, the inputs from the potato grower associations is the funding match, as I mentioned before. The inputs from the processors is evaluating the processed french fries of selected advanced outstanding clones using their quick service restaurant, which is QSR specifications. And those specifications include the color, texture, and sensory of the french fries. And the inputs from the end users are help select outstanding clones from the research trials, and at the same time give the researchers some feedbacks in terms of the immediate concerns of the project progression. So here is some unpublished data, but very exciting. They are from our ongoing research. The x-axis of this graph is the fry color, the light color to the right and dark color to the left. And the x-axis is the acrylamide concentration in the french fries. The unit is parts per billion. The red dots represent the standard varieties. Standard in this circumstance means both research standard and industry standard. And the blue dots are the trial clones in the project. So what's exciting here is that most of the clones so far showed lower acrylamide level and lighter fry color than the standard. So what is the standard? The standard is actually Rusty Burbank. And so maybe many of you have heard about Rusty Burbank because it's the number one potato variety planted in the US, sort of with the king of potatoes. It accounts for more than 50% of the planted acreage in the major potato production states. So actually, one of the other goals of this acquirement project is to find some clone to replace Rusty Burbank. That's another goal. Rusty Burbank is majorly used for fry processing and fresh market, and it has very good storage, processing, and culinary qualities. But its weakness is that this variety is susceptible to stress-induced physiological defects and can produce many undersized potato tubers. So achievements that have been made so far is that over 180 new potato clones from different breeding programs all over the country have been evaluated through this trial. Acrylamide, glucose, asparagine have been were measured at short, intermediate, and long-term storage time points. And like I showed before, it's exciting that some of the clones have show consistent low acrylamide and low glucose through the storage time point. So that's good news. 40% of the glucones yield at least 90% of drosperidone check, and 50% of the clones had lower glucose and acrylamide levels than the raspberry bank. And some clones have shown long-term storage ability. The other finding we have found so far that surprised us is glucose level is linked to acrylamide, but asparagine level is not. The other key achievement made so far is that this is the first time the raw and finished product characteristics of a highly successful clone have been defined by the researchers from the university with the assistance from the industry. Of course, there still remain some challenges. The very first one is that the QSR tests are the largest impediment to the new variety adoption. And what happened here is that, you know, everybody knows that the potato breeding is done by the university, the public. In the past, before this acrylamide project, the university people does not know the knowledge about like QSR tests. So the SCRI acrylamide project opens up the door, but we still have a long way to go to make sure that there is immediate information exchange between the two sides to make sure we move forward smoothly. And the second challenge is the inconsistency and variability of clone performance across the different trial sites, years, and management systems. And what we figure out is that the only solution to this challenge is to have more years of data and more years of efforts. So with that, I would like to thank you and welcome to our website.
All right, we do have time for questions if anybody has them.
Yes.
So if you reduce the glucose level, do you start losing flavor? Do you start altering the flavor of the potato or lose quality there?
I wouldn't say no. But so reducing the glucose will have some impact on the processing quality. But what we are looking for here is a cutoff. So the glucose will be no lower than what level without affecting like the texture or some other processing qualities.
Any other questions?
All right. Thank you.